How do we continue faithfully to confess and practice our Lutheran faith in a culture of secularism, pluralism, and relativism? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November is the 2017 edition of Luther's Small Catechism with Explanation. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month, Luther's Small Catechism with Explanation, 2017 edition.
If Jesus Christ gets down off the cross and told me Trump is with Russia, I would tell him, hold on a second, I need to check with the president if it's true.
When the dark gets darker, the light's going to get lighter. And people are going to be drawn, not because it's what is similar, but it's what is different.
They, in fact, are not Catholic. They are more Roman than they are Catholic. We Lutherans are the true Catholics because we are maintaining the Church's historic doctrine and practice.
The strength of our faith is not some sort of quality in the heart. It's knowing what God has promised.
Wisconsin turkey producers love Issues Etc.
Well, the sending of the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 should have come as no surprise to anyone. Jesus had been promising that he would send the Holy Spirit. He even told the disciples, not many days from now, you will be clothed with power from on high. Again, talking about what he promised them over and over again, that he would send to them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, who would lead them into all truth and bring to memory everything that he had spoken to them. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. Back live on this Monday afternoon, November the 27th. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. We're going to be teaching a Sunday school lesson on Jesus sending the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Pastor Tom Baker will be our guest. A little bit later, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer joins us to remember Old Testament patriarch Noah. There is more to the Noah story than just surviving a worldwide flood. Pastor Ted Giese will review the movie The Star. It's an animated feature that is set in the context of the real Christmas story. We'll see how faithful it is to the original material. Then we'll talk about the Church of Sweden and gender-neutral language for God. That's a decision they took in their recent meeting in Uppsala, Sweden. Our guest in the last part of the program was at the meeting, Pastor Fredrik Sidenvall. We'll talk with him about what they did and why they did it in Sweden. Feel free to join us over the next 2 hours with your questions or your comments, or call in number 1-877-623-MY-IE. Send us an email, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, and the Issues Etc. comment line 618-223-8382. Joining us to teach a Sunday school lesson on Jesus sending the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2, Pastor Tom Baker, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Thank you very much.
We talk about this as being the coming of the Holy Spirit or the sending of the Holy Spirit. I guess it raises a question, was the Holy Spirit inactive, not sent at all, before that day of Pentecost recorded in Acts chapter 2?
Well, Pentecost is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. He first appears in the second verse of the Bible. God created the heavens and the earth. It was without form and void. Darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. So we find here the Holy Spirit at the very beginning of creation.
What's different about the Holy Spirit's activity before the day of Pentecost and after the day of Pentecost?
Before, the Holy Spirit did bring people to faith, but he was not in the person in the same sense that he was in the person at Pentecost, because John the Baptizer even says that the one coming after me will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so the promises of the Old Testament is that the Holy Spirit will be coming, but he will be giving additional gifts in order that we might come to a better knowledge. And the book of Joel even promises that. It says, I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Also on my manservants and maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And so there's no doubt that Pentecost is an important event because Jesus himself promised he was going to send another comforter. Jesus is the first comforter. The Holy Spirit is the second comforter. And he works in the area of sanctification after bringing us to faith, helping us to do what's called fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Why is it necessary that Christ accomplish his work of salvation before he sends the Holy Spirit?
Because as Peter in Acts 2 says, when you are baptized, you will receive two gifts, the gift of the forgiveness of sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. Now, that forgiveness of sins became absolutely necessary through the death of Jesus Christ. Remember Jesus on the cross, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." What Jesus did on the cross was to take our sins and pay the punishment so that we would not be under the curse of the law. Curse of the law? In the day that you sin, death will be the result. Well, it was for Adam and Eve as they died in the sense of being separated from God. But God already then gave a promise that through the seed of Eve would come a Savior. And we know that in Psalm 22, he would be pierced in hands and feet. In Isaiah 53, we learn that our sins would be put on him. And therefore, that was necessary to occur prior to the coming of the Holy Spirit, which then fulfilled the prophecies and the promises that the Holy Trinity had declared from before the foundation of the world.
Talk about Jesus promising to send the Holy Spirit. It's a major feature of his preaching and his teaching to his disciples.
Yeah, he talks about that when he sends the Holy Spirit will convict of sin. And that's very important, that through the preaching of the law, which is not a means of grace, but a means of wrath to show us God's displeasure toward us as sinners, but that the Holy Spirit also will bring the gift of the forgiveness of sins, as is said so well by Peter in the Pentecost sermon at Pentecost, so that what we have here is a fulfillment of the words of Jesus promising the coming of the Holy Spirit. Now, that Holy Spirit also came to the disciples on the night of the resurrection, because on that night they received the Holy Spirit to forgive the sins of the penitent and to not forgive the sins of the impenitent. But the item that occurred at Pentecost was the fulfillment of the passage from Joel, when the Holy Spirit would be sent. And now, a person who has been baptized, and the early church practiced this, is now able to come to the sacrament of the altar and receive the very body and blood of Jesus Christ, something that could not have happened prior to Pentecost and the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
You have mentioned several times here the prophet Joel, and I think a lot of time has been wasted by Christians in the 20th century trying to figure out what Pentecost was really all about when they should be listening to St. Peter himself, who explains in great detail what Pentecost was really all about from the prophet Joel. What does he say?
Yes, it's, again, the Sunday school lesson in Acts chapter 2, where Peter uses the Joel passage as his sermon text. And what he says, he quotes Joel, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. And it also says that with confidence, that's what Peter says, about the patriarch David, that he both died and was buried, and therefore a prophet, knowing God, had sworn with an oath that he would not, that he would set one of his descendants on his throne. And you cannot talk about the coming of the Holy Spirit without talking about Jesus. And that's what Peter does in the sermon after he quotes the prophet Joel about the sons and the daughters will prophesy, and even servants in those days will receive the outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Pastor Tom Baker is our guest, host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. You'll find a link to Law and Gospel at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on God sending the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. When he comes, there are some sights and some sounds. We'll talk about them after this.
It was Jesus Christ our Lord. Now pay close attention, little children. It's somebody you ought to know. Yeah, it's all about a man that walked on earth nearly 2,000 years ago.
I think every man, every Christian should consider, at least, the possibility of God calling him into the holy ministry.
Issues Etc. regular guest, Dr. Carl Fekencher of Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, Indiana.
Because that's the way that God has designed for faith in Christ Jesus to be spread, for the gift of eternal life that Christ Jesus earned by his death and resurrection to be shared with people by the washing of baptism for infants and for adults, for the instruction, the proclamation of the word that happens on a nonstop basis in God's kingdom. God uses people, he uses men to be those proclaimers, to be those men who share the sacraments.
If you've ever considered becoming a pastor, contact Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Their phone number, 1-800-481-2155, 1-800-481-2155, or visit ctsfw.edu.
Educating a new generation of Lutherans, you're listening to Issues Etc.
It's tough to be Lutheran in America these days. Our families, our schools and churches, even our most deeply held beliefs and values are under fire. We need unchanging truth in a world full of confusion. The Lutheran Witness magazine can help. For less than a quarter a day, get the best of Lutheran reflection on faith and life, theology and culture, delivered monthly right to your mailbox. Learn more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness, interpreting the contemporary world from a Lutheran Christian perspective.
We know that you want to build your family on the right foundation from the very start, the foundation of Jesus Christ. Concordia Publishing House offers more than 8,000 products for churches, schools, and homes, dedicated customer service, and an experienced staff to help you focus on what matters most. Click to connect at cph.org. Concordia Publishing House, listening, responding, providing for God's people. Concordia Publishing House, cph.org.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Pastor Tom Baker is our guest. We're teaching a Sunday school lesson on God sending the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2. Tom, there are often a lot made of the sounds and the sights that accompany this pouring out of the Holy Spirit, the first being the sound of a loud rushing wind that gathers the crowd together, and then when they've come together, there are these tongues of flame, and of course, there is the sign of speaking in languages that the disciples had not known or even understood up to this point. What are we to make of all of that?
First of all, with the sound of a mighty rushing wind. The word wind is also the word for spirit. And therefore, we believe that is the coming of the Holy Spirit into the hearts, into the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues of fire, remember John the Baptizer said that Jesus will come with not only the Spirit, with also fire. And by the way, that's why on Pentecost, the church color is red. And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit, they began to speak in other tongues. Now, some Christians think tongues, which they refer to as glossolalia from the Greek, means a gibberish, an angelic gibberish that needs interpretation, that it's no known foreign language. But not only at Pentecost, but I can't find any other place in the Bible where the term glossa, tongues, refers to an unknown foreign language. It may be unknown to the disciples when they began to speak, and we know what languages they were speaking in. Parthians and Medes and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, and then it even talks about Cretans and Arabians. We hear them telling in our own tongues the mighty works of God. Now, who cannot think, therefore, of the Tower of Babel, where when people came together to try to reach God by the building of a tower, God changed their languages into foreign languages so they were unable to understand one another. Pentecost is the reversal of the Tower of Babel, where God is not come to by building a tower, but God comes to us through hearing the Word, and the Holy Spirit causes faith to believe it. And that's the task, that the Holy Spirit never comes apart from a preaching of the Word and the sacraments.
Explain that a little bit more in terms that, because this is very important for our Sunday school children to understand how it is Jesus sends his Holy Spirit, continues to send his Holy Spirit to the church and to Christians today.
I cannot explain it better than Luther does in the meaning of the third article of the Creed. I believe that I cannot, by my own reason or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in the true faith. Now, that word gospel means good news, but in biblical language, it refers to the good news promises that are connected to the historical activities of Jesus Christ. In fact, the CTCR has just put out a great little study on how the birth of Jesus also helps us to understand justification by grace through faith. In other words, we are not saved by the Holy Spirit creating us a new spirit in order to do good works so we can merit heaven. No, we are saved by the Holy Spirit instilling in us faith. That's belief in the promises of the gospel. And that faith is what saves us alone. Something that you can't think of another analogy in all of creation where believing something changes your status. But in God's sight, if you believe the promises of the forgiveness of sins, the robe of righteousness, all because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, you are declared righteous in God's sight. In the same way that Abraham was. He believed God's promise that through a son would come the Messiah. And Abraham believed, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. So we are saved the same way that Abraham was saved.
Pastor Tom Baker is host of a radio show called Law and Gospel. Tom, thank you very much for your time and for leading us through another Sunday school lesson.
And thank you, Todd.
When we come back, the church will be remembering the Old Testament patriarch, and this is pressing the patriarchs far back into time. Noah, we're going to be remembering him as well with Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, host of the weekly radio talk show called Redeemer Theological Academy, right after this.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.
Looking for a foreign language program that will revolutionize your students' vocabulary knowledge and their understanding of grammar? How about a program that teaches critical thinking skills too? Look no further than Memoria Press's Latin curriculum. Students of all ages can use these Latin study programs. Give your students the language of medicine and law today. Visit memoriapress.com and save $5 on your next order by using the coupon code LPR17. Memoria Press, a classical Christian education that works.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
The people of Zion Lutheran Church, East Moline, Illinois, invite you to discover the blessings that await you here. At Zion, we proclaim a gospel of free grace for all. No one ever falls too low to find forgiveness and peace with God in Christ Jesus. To learn more, visit us at zionem.com or join us on Sunday at 9 a.m. Zion is located at 17618 Hubbard Road in rural East Moline, Illinois.
Real Reformation Radio. You're listening to Issues Etc.
College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois offers ACT, SAT, and PSAT test prep, scholarship application classes, college and career counseling, and more. Hi, this is Lori Konski, president of College Preparation Station. We have helped our students obtain more than $7 million in tuition scholarships in 12 years. Find out more at cpsprep.com. Let us help you create a vision and find your future. The College Preparation Station in Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Orphan Grain Train is the Lutheran Federal Credit Union Ministry of the Month. During November, if you open a Lutheran FCU loan to meet your financial needs, or if you use your Lutheran FCU credit card for a qualifying amount of purchases, Lutheran FCU will give you cash back and give that same amount of money to Orphan Grain Train. Learn more at LutheranFCU.org. Lutheran Federal Credit Union. Good for you. Good for the church. LutheranFCU.org.